blast off.
Okay, we are on page 277 in the art scroll. The Sirah. Thank you. In the Tzadi Hay, we are in page 95 in the green Feldine. Second paragraph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the second paragraph. In the second paragraph. Here we are. We're in the middle of the 13th parak. We are talking about how physical things that are totally, totally, totally mutter, and this is the key line that I have starred. I actually might star it again. I'm not sure why I only have one star by it. I'm giving it another star after I read it again. Listen to this. Changed my life. This changed my life. You'll appreciate this, fancy a little bit. Ki zoisi tachbula gedoyla la'adam. He says, this is rescuing advice. Everybody wants to be rescued from your Yetzirah. So the Ramchal is telling us how to save yourself from the Yetzirah. So the Ramchal says, here we go. Lamani natzel miyitzro. Who doesn't want to be saved from their Yetzirah? So the Ramchal says, I will tell you how to do it. Ki kivan shebiyoisei be'esek ha'aveira. Once you are in the Avera itself, kasha alav lenatzchoi v'lichpoish oisoi. Once you are in the ring with the Yetzirah, he's big, he's strong, and he's very, very powerful. It's very hard to beat him. Al kain, tzarech shebo denu rachok memena, yashir atzmo rachok. Stay far away. All the black belts don't start fights. The guys who know how to fight, they stay away from fighting. Because they know. They know the power of a punch. They know what it is. They stay away. You want to beat your Yetzirah? Zok the Ramchal, says the Ramchal, don't get in the ring with the Yetzirah. That's what he says. This is where I got it from. Ki az yakasha layetzir lekarva aleha. You hear that, godless? Because then it'll be hard. Because Yetzirah, that's one of the things. Mashchei lebeis medrash. You keep him far, far, far from you. Don't get him, because then he'll stay far from you. The second you're close with the Yetzirah, then you're looking for trouble. Hinei habi'ilim ishtoi, muteresi heter gamor. For a person to be physical with his wife is 100% mutter. Amnam kfar tiknu tfil balikarian, right? The Gemara, we all know the Gemara in Brachas, it talks about this. For a Balkari Shloi, tell me a Chacham, it's the same, Ketar Nagolim. It's one of the takanas that they did, that a person, still, just because something's mutter, doesn't mean that a person doesn't have to make boundaries. Lefi sha'af, al pisha ma'isa atzmai mutter, kfaru matbiya atzmai, shalom atayva, zosim sham yachlim ha'shachal yisar. Because if a person, as we start off saying, a person is navel b'shusat Torah, which means you can have all dvarim mutarim, but the second your whole entire existence is taking advantage of things that are mutter, that's where you're going to end up in Isser. You never just end up in Isser. Chamaymer Rav Sinuzal, Aver Katan Yesh Ba'adam, one of the most incredible chazals that we all have to know. A person has a very insignificant, I don't know how they translate it, an organ. The organ that a person has is bris milah. The more you feed it, it's the Gemara. If you feed it, it gets hungry. If you starve it, it's satisfied. Raiv, masbio, when you satisfy, it's the exact opposite of what a person would think. The person who's constantly giving into his desires has more desires. The less you give into your desires, the less. This isn't a frum shot. It's not frum. Oh, this is a frum say. It's nothing to do with frumkite. It has to do with the way a person is made. This is the way Hashem made you. The more you give into your desires, the more you're going to want to have desires. The less you give into your desires, the more healthy you will be. The Gemara says this. V'lo od. By the way, we're only 4 minutes. We could stop right here and change your life. Less than 5 minutes. Maybe we'll have to start that. Lo'od will have like another shir, less than 5 minutes, less than 3 minutes, less than 2 minutes. Everyone thinks you need 7 hours. You guys know that. Who's this Rabbi Yisrael Salanter? If you only have 10 minutes, is that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter? You only have 10 minutes to learn. Who was it? Rabbi Yisrael? Right, what's the pshat they say? If you only have 10 minutes to learn a day, what do you learn? You ever heard this? Okay, this is not the forum for this shir, but I'm going to say it anyway. Totally off the cuff. I usually don't talk like this during this year, but I have to say, you only have 10 minutes a day to learn. What do you learn? You learn Rav Nachman, you learn Chassidus, you learn Gemara, you learn that, or you learn Musar? Which one? That's what they say. You learn Musar. Why? Not that Rav Nachman's not Musar, don't worry. You learn Musar. What are you supposed to do? They say you learn Musar. Why do you learn Musar? Because you learn those 10 minutes, and you'll realize that you'll make more than 10 minutes. You'll make more than 10 minutes. You make time for what a person needs time. So he says, we're learning 5 minutes and 55 seconds. Suddenly you say, scratch your head. You say, maybe I got to live my life differently. No, I got to go to America. I got to make tens of millions of dollars. I got to become rich. I got to go to the army. I got to do all these things. You think all these major, massive differences that I got to change in my life. How about 5 minutes of Musar? 5 minutes of living in reality for 5 minutes. Myself, I'm first on the line, everybody. That's why I love this sefer. Thank you, Hashem. El Shafi, and we're in Adar, by the way. This is Adar. This is the Simcha of Adar. Obviously, it's a high level, but what's the point? The point is, even when it comes for a person to eat, to give into his desires, that he's allowed to, there's sensitivity. There's a person being sensitive. Hashem made the world, Hashem made Adam, to be able to enjoy the world. That's the point. A person only does an Aveira because he's looking to enjoy something. That's what he's going to say at the end of the parak. Because he's trying to enjoy something that he can't enjoy. So get it beheter, but do it right beheter. Hamal Bushim. Can I dress however I want to dress? You could dress. There's no Shulchan Aruch in how to dress. There's what you're supposed to cover, what you're supposed to put on, your right arm, believe it or not, your left arm, your undergarments, which one first, socks, everything. Of course, there's halachas. But what type of? Am I allowed to wear a purple? Am I allowed to wear, it's not like women, they're different halachas, tznias. But for a guy, you could dress in a purple suit, you could do whatever you want. I'll show you them klayim. Make sure you have tzitzis, no klayim. Vaz kulam mutarim. Right? Your yarmulkim, I gotta make sure it's not klayim, whatever it is, right? I'm not milayid. I'm not saying I'm not, klayim is mixed. Of linen and wool, miloyeda shemalavishas haper varikma. But a person looks a certain way, brushes his hair a certain way, looks a certain way. We know from Yosef HaTzadik, Timasha Chagaiva, Megama Znus Yigbalba. It never begins where you think it begins. It begins the way you dress. It begins how you look at yourself in the mirror. Okay, we're already 8 minutes. We're getting late over here. And then we'll talk afterwards. Then you got to make sure you make a living so you could have 5 suits, 7 suits, 20 pairs of shoes, different shirts. That's how it works. Like Chazal say, I love this. A guy, Hashem, right? The Yetzirah sees a guy who's acting a certain way, the way he dresses. Brushing hair, blow drying your hair, right? In my day, blow dryers. Okay, we'll talk after I shut off the shear. Omer Zeshali. Hatil Vadibor. Then the Yetzirah says, okay, I got this guy. I got this guy. This guy's already missing 9 minutes, 12 seconds. Okay, I think we're going to have to stop here because I want to make sure we go. No, I got to do it. Emeinu Midvar Isser Vadim and Atoiru, going on vacation, talking. Totally, there's no Isser. You could go on any vacation, go skiing, doing anything. Amma, kama bittul toira, kama lashon hara, kama neminishkarim, kama latsanos. What does it cause? It causes things. There's nothing wrong with going on vacation. Make sure you're not speaking lashon hara. Make sure you're not being mevatel toira. dot, dot, dot. Berayv dvarim lo yechtel pesha. There's nothing wrong with talking. The problem is when you talk too much, you might end up speaking Lashon Hara. 9 minutes, thank you Hashem, 52 seconds keeps the Yetzirah away. And at bay, less than 10 minutes. Let's continue our discussion, less than 10 minutes.